The scriptures for March the 4th, our annual meeting day, were taken from Exodus 20, verses 1 to 17, the Ten Commandments, and John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22, when Jesus cleared the temple. Yesterday, there was a posting on the United Church Facebook page that may have created a bit of an issue for someone. A member said that at their annual meeting, there was going to be a motion for all adherents to be allowed to vote. Their question was that fair? Would that mean that someone who had never been to church before but just showed up for the annual meeting would have the same voice as a long-term member? What about the members who couldn't be there? How could they vote? Well, the conversation didn't go quite as they expected. The first thing a number of folks said was that the motion wasn't legal. It doesn't follow the rules, and it's true, it doesn't. Adherents are wonderful, marvelous people who come to church and support the church, but they don't take that final step to become a full member of the church. The rules say that they can vote on administration and financial issues, temporal matters in church speak, but they cannot vote on spiritual and faith matters. By not becoming members, that's their choice. What other group do you know lets people walk in and make decisions that can impact the direction, health, and welfare of its community without making a commitment to the group? Rules are meant to help us make healthy decisions for living. They remind us of what is important to be a valued member of community. They remind us that as individuals, we need to bring our best to enhance the community that we are growing. As Christians, we say that we follow God, that we look to Jesus to define the very essence of that which we are growing as a God-centered community. The Ten Commandments are guidelines that God gave us to create and nurture good and loving relationships in this community. They can be split into two sections. First, to nurture our relationship with God. Love God and put God first. Don't get distracted with idols. Focus on God. Use God's word and name for good. Don't threaten people with God. Remind them of God's love. Secondly, to nurture our relationships with each other. And notice that this is a bit of a longer list, and much of it would seem to be common sense. Take a rest. Life's too busy to be rushing all the time. Listen to your parents. They have wisdom and stories to share. Honor life. Honor promises. Stick to your own stuff. Tell the truth. Be grateful for what you have. This is what we commit to when we decide that church is important, when we make the decision to be an active part of God's global family. Relationships are important. We are not made to be individuals to stand alone. We are made as people who need each other to be our best. We are also a questioning, searching, and imperfect people. We make mistakes. We try to stray away from the rules when we think we don't like them. We sometimes try to just ignore them and hope that no one will notice. God will notice. When the authorities tried to trick Jesus with the Ten Commandments, he made them simpler, easier to understand. Love God. Love your neighbor as yourself. He refused to be distracted, to be pulled away from the relationship with God or from the community that he was building for God. God would notice. The story that we heard about Jesus turning over the tables in the temple is a cautionary tale about how easy it is to get distracted, how easy it is to let ourselves get caught up in activities that benefit us, but are harmful to our community and our relationships. There were still sacrifices made in the temples, and Caesar's money, Roman value, was not acceptable as a sacrifice or an offering in the church. Moneylenders set up in the outside courtyard to swap Roman money for temple money, or to sell items for a suitable sacrifice. They could have simply been a bridge between the religious and the secular, but they changed the rules. They charged more than they should have for goods and as interest. They took more than their fair share. They lied. They stole. They put the idol of money first before God. God noticed. Jesus, God in human form, showed frustration and anger at those who damaged relationships, who forgot those guiding principles of looking after neighbors, of loving as God loved. I wonder if we find ourselves doing that, forgetting that building relationships and being good neighbors is what God asks us to do. Do we find ourselves huddling into ourselves instead of reaching out to others? Are we in our daily living sometimes worshipping the idols of our own privilege, our own safety, at the expense of the health, welfare, and safety of others? Jesus even said that it wasn't the building or the religion that was important, it was the love of God. The relationship with God that would endure long after everything else was gone. We are absolutely blessed to be part of a community of churches that is still figuring out what it means to be in this relationship. We have offered our commitment to be here, to put God first, to honor each other, to tell the truth, to appreciate what we have, to create together a community that will show the world around us that we are focused on the support we can offer together to keep God's love alive wherever we are. Let's not get distracted. Let's follow God's rules. God will notice.